or I'm sorry, the Jewish community of St. Catharines has been part of the mosaic of Canada since the late 1800s, when the first Jew was recognized as being part of the citizenship of St. Catharines. As the Jewish community grew, they decided to band together and hold services, which they did in a small house on Church Street. Eventually, as the community got a little bigger, about 30 families, they decided to build a synagogue, which is the synagogue that we presently use at the corner of Church and Calvin Street. The house that was on that property, where the first services were held, was moved behind the present structure and is still there and is used by our caretaker staff. He lives in that house. The congregation started out as a very orthodox congregation with separate seating for men and women. But at the end of the Second World War, the pressure for a more modern kind of community grew to the point where the St. Catharines congregation changed to become a conservative congregation. Men and women now sit together. This has evolved over the period of time to the point we are now. Now, I'm one of those rare birds that was born in St. Catharines and lived here all my life, including all my business life. So I grew up here to the point where I attended Hebrew school and very well remember how this congregation has grown. Remember that the families that built the synagogue in 1922 were 30 families. We're now 150 families, and we are still using the same facility. So they were forward-thinking enough to plan for the future. We are a very diverse community in St. Catharines. We have a rabbi. We're very proud of that. Small communities in Ontario, small Jewish communities in Ontario, find it difficult to be able to keep a rabbi, but we've been so far successful. We see our role in the community growing. We are participating in Folk Arts Festival for the first time in 20 years. We were one of the early founders of the Folk Arts Festival, and tonight has been a roaring success. We've entertained a number of people, all different backgrounds. I happened to be in the sanctuary where we're running tours, and a young Muslim boy came up to me, and he had a little child with him. And we had a very nice conversation. We talked about some of the artifacts that we're showing. And it was very nice, and we just look around the number of people that are here. It's gratifying, and I'm glad we're part of it.
And what lesson do you want anybody to take away from the experience of coming to the synagogue today? It's my own first time of coming into the synagogue.
And I saw you had a nice conversation with the rabbi.
I sure did.
Yeah. Well, which was good. Well, We want to express our openness. We want to be part of the community. We want to recognize and be friendly with everyone. And we extend a hand in friendship at every opportunity.